The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Great. So, hello again and welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. So, for tonight, what I'd like to offer for us to explore is the practice of metta for a good friend and self. So as I mentioned, we have decided Diane and I are going to go through metta and all the Brahmaviharas more or less systematically. And a couple of nights ago, I did the category of a dear of benefactor, which is one of the categories, one of the easy categories. And sometimes in the West, we lump them together. And you know, I think Diana on Tuesday taught it as easy being or lovable being. But in the canon, in you know, traditionally there are two separate categories. It's the benefactor, someone who's been supportive to us, and I did that on Wednesday, and some of you reported that it was easy to relate to this category of benefactor. And then another category is the dear friend, a good friend, and that's also a nice category to support us, especially if doing it for ourselves is difficult, to start with a dear friend and then turn to ourselves. So these are all cultivation practices. They're skillful means. There is no right or wrong. We use our imagination, our memory, our sense of sight, smell, you know, the memory, the felt sense, in order to support us to kindle, to bring up the sense of kindness, the sense of goodwill that we all already have, we all already know, we've experienced, but it might get, you know, through so many stresses in life, it might become a muscle that is not exercised or as easily, readily available. So through this practice, we try to cultivate the sense of goodwill for others and ourselves so that our heart can be happier. That's why this is called Happy Hour, by cultivating these practices of metta and good wishes, warm-heartedness. We support ourselves in more well-being, happiness, goodwill, warm-heartedness. And there are plenty of research suggesting that these practices are lead to more happiness, health, more social connection, feeling less lonely. And so there are lots of spiritual goodies for the cultivation practice of metta. And also it's a practice that supports mindfulness and leads to more freedom, more ease, liberation, nibbana, whatever you want to call it, arose by any name. So without further ado, I'd like to invite you to get into your meditation posture. As always, we'll start by some time settling in the body with the breath. So landing in the body, landing with the breath, arriving. Turning our gaze inwards, feeling, noticing, becoming aware. Of the body contacting, connected to the earth through our feet, through our legs, the sit bones, the contact points. Really allowing awareness to feel the contact points. Where does your bottom start? Where does it end? Where does the chair or the cushion start and end? Can you feel all the uncountable many contact points between your bottom and the cushion? Some areas where there's more pressure, some areas where there's less pressure. And how about the feet or the legs if you're sitting on the floor? Becoming gently curious about the contact points. So many points of contact. Between your toes. Feet. Some areas more pressure, more sensation. Some areas less. Allowing yourself to feel this underside of your body connected to the earth, grounded, settled. Sense of stability. Really inviting your awareness to just inhabit. Enjoy exploring. These points of sensation as if you've never experienced them before. As if you've never really turned your attention. As if you're a Martian. We just landed in this body. Just sensing these contact points for the first time. This is what it's like to be human, sitting. Sensations. Wow. Feeling the contact points between your hands and your lap or each other. Let your attention come to your your abdomen, lower abdomen, receiving the breath. Whether it's deep or shallow, long or short. It's not so much that you are breathing. The breath is breathing you, breathing itself. Breath has been breathing itself all this time without you noticing it. So don't make it into a project. Don't try to control your breath at all. Let it be whatever it is. All that you do, if there is any doing that you do, is just to bring your awareness. What's already happening naturally. Just noticing as if the butterfly of awareness is sitting on your abdomen. Just noticing the rising and falling. Expansion and contraction. That's all. And if thoughts are arising, it's not a problem. The mind likes to think, and how we work with the thoughts really determines how we cultivate wisdom and kindness. So as thoughts arise, become aware of them as clearly as you can with kindness. Without self-judgment, as if you're seeing an old friend. Oh, hi, old friend, here you are, sitting again. Thank you for your visit. And I'm busy right now. Please come back another time. Thank you. Releasing this friend from your heart. After having greeted, after seeing them very clearly, acknowledging them with awareness and kindness, inviting yourself back to the breath, to the body, this moment of refuge. Simply being breathed away from thoughts, worries, just simply being. I would like to invite you to bring to mind a good friend, a friend with whom you have an uncomplicated relationship, someone who makes you feel safe, you feel comfortable in their presence. Perhaps maybe a smile shows up on your face when you think of them. Just a sense of care, goodwill, appreciation for this friend. Could be someone who's in your life right now or someone in the past. And just simply choose someone. Without feeling bad about choosing one friend over another. They're just serving you in this practice to cultivate your heart. You can always choose another friend later. So, This friend could also be family. If you wish, or someone who feels like a friend to you, maybe a pet feels like a friend to you. Your friend, your pet, from present or the past. Or again, a family member who feels like a friend, a sibling, or maybe even a parent. This aspect of friendliness. So bringing this quote-unquote good friend to mind as clearly as possible. With your mind's eye, filling in the details as if they were right in front of you. Conjuring them up, what they look like, what they feel like. Maybe what they're wearing in this moment. Seeing them in their element. right in front of you. It's best to imagine this friend in an uncomplicated circumstance. Neither too sad nor happy, but in a neutral way. Bringing them to mind visually and maybe hearing their voice. The way they speak, their sound, their felt sense. If you're in hugging terms, maybe what they feel like. If you embrace them in your mind's eye, just this feeling of holding them, appreciating them, using as many senses as you can to really conjure up their felt sense, visual, auditory, touch, maybe even smell. Giving them dimensionality as much as possible. And noticing what comes up in your heart. What comes up for you, feeling their presence, being in their presence. Recognizing, taking time to become aware and recognize the shift that might happen for you. Might be very slight, or could be more pronounced. Maybe the sense of ease shows up in your body, sense of gladness, maybe a smile shows up. For some, maybe a sense of warmth, affection, care shows up, or sense of appreciation. Gladness, whatever it is. Know that this feeling, this is metta, kindness, loving kindness, warmth, goodwill, which naturally arises when you really connect with this good friend in your mind's eye. So bringing up the friend, number one, connecting with them brings up number two, felt sense of metta in your heart. Staying with their felt sense image of this friend, again, the first pillar, number one. The second pillar, the felt sense that comes up for you. Noticing both. And just in your heart, wishing them well. Sharing your goodwill. Your wishes for their well-being. And from the second pillar, from the first and second pillar, feeling in your heart, in your body, sense of goodwill. Let the phrases of metta flow. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one, dear friend. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be happy and have joy in your heart, dear one. You can put their name if you wish, dear so-and-so. May you be healthy. May you be healthy and strong. In your body, dear so-and-so. And may you have ease. May your life unfold with ease, dear one, dear so-and-so. Saying the phrases and staying in contact with the first pillar, their image, their felt sense, as vividly as you can. Giving rise to the second pillar, the feeling that comes up, feeling of goodwill, warm-heartedness. Then out of the second pillar, letting the third pillar of the phrases, if you wish, to flow, to keep you connected to the thread of. I'll say the phrases one more time, the shorter form. May you be safe, dear one. Really connecting with the wish for safety, blessing with them, as if blessing them with this wish for safety. May you be happy. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy. And may your life flow with ease, dear so-and-so. All three pillars in this practice support each other and support the deepening of metta. Many find that using the rhythm of the breath with the phrases can support the regularity. Feel free to experiment for yourself. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. conjuring up their image as if they were on a video chat with you, on FaceTime with you, that clearly. The immediacy of connecting with them. If your mind wanders, bring their image up again. Dial their number on your video chat. The video chat of your mind, the FaceTime of your mind, conjuring them up as clearly. Don't hang up. I'd like to invite you to allow yourself to be seen through their eyes, through the eyes of this good friend, through their affectionate eye, eyes of care. How they see you. They see you, maybe they respect you, look up to you, cherish you, care for you, love you, whatever the version might be. Let yourself be seen through their eyes. Let yourself receive it. Being seen with eyes of affection. As if now they're seeing you on their FaceTime or chat, Zoom, they see you. Let yourself be seen with eyes of affection, eyes of care. Imagining them saying the metta phrases for you. Imagine them saying, may you be safe, dear so-and-so, inserting your name. Let it land. May I be safe. Thank you. imagine them saying, may you be healthy, may you be happy and have joy. Dear so-and-so, inserting your name. Let yourself receive it, the wish for your happiness. Let your heart receive it, someone wishing you to be happy. Imagine them saying, may you be healthy and strong, dear so-and-so. And receiving the wish. Oh, this dear friend wishing you health. Letting it land, soaking it up. Wish for your health, for this body. And imagine them looking at you, wishing you ease. May you have ease. May your life flow with ease, dear so-and-so. Inserting your own name. Letting this wish land in your heart. May I have ease. May my life flow with ease. How nice. Thank you. Receiving the good wishes one more time. Letting them land. Just receiving. Receiving goodwill for this being that is you. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. For the last moments of this practice, both giving and receiving, both sharing your goodwill with your dear friend, with your gaze, with your heart, and letting yourself receive it from them. Giving and receiving at the same time. Letting your heart feel appreciated, appreciative and appreciated, glowing in gladness. Thank you for your practice, everyone. So, What we did was to spend some time at the beginning as usual, to settle with the body, and more so this time with the contact points of the body. What's referred to as the earth element, feeling the contact points of feet, the legs, the bottom, with the cushion or the chair, receiving the breath, and then turned to our dear friend, wishing them well, opening to metta, and then at the very end, explored having them turn around. And one thing that was new for tonight was imagining yourself with them on a video chat or you know, Zoom or FaceTime on your phone. And given that we're spending so much time right now, I was hoping that that would bring up more sense of immediacy and connection with this dear friend, perhaps, because that for me really ignited more of a sense of presence for them, because I can't really see them that much these days. But, oh, yeah, seeing them on my phone, like, oh, yeah, as if they're right here. So if they're right here, imagine them right here. I can wish them well, and I can see them looking at their phone, looking at me and wishing me well. So this is something I'd really like to invite you to continue to explore for yourself. And maybe this worked for you. Maybe it didn't. But it seemed something that really opened something up for me as I was guiding you and practicing with you. So you have time maybe for one reflection or two. But what came up for you? And I'd like to invite folks who usually hold back and don't share and haven't shared. I'd like to ask them first, please, for your reflections, comments, questions. You can either type them in chat or raise your hand by going to participants, opens a window, and then you can click on raise hand, and then I can ask you to unmute yourself. You raise your hand physically, I may not see you because I don't see everyone on the screen because of the security, because your images want to make sure they don't show up on YouTube. So anyway, it's just the way it's set up. So I would love to hear from you if you want to share. What came up? What opened up for you? Or maybe what didn't? And especially if you're new to Happy Hour, I would love to hear from you. Or if you usually hold back, your reflections are important. And as I always like to say, there's no such a thing as awkward silence when you're a meditator. It's just silence. We appreciate it, enjoy it, and relax into it. Thank you, Wendy. Wendy says, I felt warm and sincerity in the exchange of metta. Lovely. Yeah, thank you for that reflection, Wendy. Lovely. Beautiful. Warm and sincerity in the exchange of metta. How nice. Warmth and sincerity. Love that. And Ken says, metta for a dear old friend who died of COVID today. Oh, Ken, I'm so sorry. And thank you for bringing them into the space with metta. Yeah, the reality of COVID. time for one more reflection. Either if you wish to raise your hand, please, or type them in chat. And I'll open it more widely for those who share medium. Maybe you've shared recently, opening the circle wider. Okay, opening it to everyone. We have time for one last comment before we go into groups. Let's see, Jamie says, I found that my felt sense of my friend was stronger after extending loving kindness to her, then a much deeper understanding of the challenge she has been facing due to her health. Ah, thank you. And many of you are saying Jeannie has her hand up and I don't see you, Jeannie. Could you, let's see. Jeannie, okay, I'm going to, here we go. Asking you to unmute. There you go. Just ask you to unmute. Yes, no, Jeannie. No? Okay. Moment of confusion. Okay. All right.
So okay. I'm sorry. I was having a hard time unmuting.
Ah, no problem. No worries.
It was very interesting. I had a bit of a trouble. Actually, what I wanted to do was have a vision of someone I could meet their eyes. And that took a little bit of exploration for me to see a person that I could. And then it was also, it took a little bit of time to find, kind of see somebody who could be doing metta to me, for me. And well, it worked, but it didn't come easily.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And I think continuing the exploration is worth it for sure.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I appreciate you raising that, Jeannie, because what you're raising is not uncommon. And it's an exploration. You know, sometimes we try it and it's like a little clunky, like, wait, someone whom I can meet their eyes and then they can turn around and wish me well. And it's like, oh, this person. And that's fine. It's okay. And I so appreciate you actually speaking up and sharing that, because I trust that can, you know, that happens for many of us at different times. So, and also what I appreciate in you sharing is the sense of, oh, this is a worthwhile exploration. You know, that you're saying, oh, this is interesting. Or this is an area that needs to be kind of oiled and greased a little more. Like it's a little clunky, and you know, the more you explore it, the more you do. And that is really the idea of cultivation. That's the idea of metta here. And as the Buddha says, the more as you incline your mind towards something, it becomes the proclivity of your mind as you keep thinking about it. So the first few times it's clunky, and then it'll ease up. So thank you for bringing that up in your spirit of exploration. Lovely. Thank you. So, love to invite you all now to share with each other intimately in small groups of roughly size 3. And the invitation is to hold each other as you were holding your dear friend, and holding yourself as you're holding your dear friend. And there's so much wisdom that can come up in these small groups. And if you can't stay, it's perfectly fine. But if you want to hop off out of fear of strangers, know that this Sangha is really kind, really nice. So hang in there and give it a try. I have a feeling you will not be disappointed. You'll feel better after having being held with kindness, and it's pretty short. So I'm going to create the rooms, and let's see, here we go. Okay.